This is Yusuf.
And this is In-Flight Entertainment.
Yes, and we keeping the API movie reviews going this week with a film that's actually that was shot in New Zealand. I thought I saw that somewhere.
It was shot in New Zealand, but at the very least, it is in the Maori language. So it's supposed to take place in New Zealand. And it is, I mean, the movie's called The Deadlands, and it's about three tribes that are fighting with each other. And basically, after one tribe is completely slaughtered through treachery, the remaining teenage son of the slain Maori chieftain looks to avenge his father's murder and bring peace and honor to the souls of his ancestors.
Yes, yes, yes. It definitely had when I was watching this, I was thinking of Apocalypto. Just like kept flooding through my head when I watched this movie.
And I was thinking Last of the Mohicans.
That too. Yeah, that would be the second thing. Like, those two. Just like...
Like, there's the scene where the young boy, who his name is... I can't find that actor's name. But the young teenage son of the slain Maori, there's a scene where he's running and he's following his new teacher through the woods. And I'm like, this is totally Last of the Mohicans, when the young Mohican is running after the Mohawks to save the girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the fighting definitely reminded me of Apocalypto a little bit, yeah. Kind of like just that raw, brutal, you know, sticks, axe, all that, it was a good fighting in there, everyone.
So the young chieftain's son, his name is Hanji. Mm-hmm. He's played by James Rolleston.
Okay, it's a very American name.
yeah. The movie is directed by Tal Fraser. Mm-hmm. And it's written by Glenn Standring.
Okay.
So the director, although the entire movie is done in the Maori language, he doesn't actually speak it. So can you imagine directing something in a language that you don't actually even speak?
No, I couldn't. That's very bold. And I couldn't do that.
he must have had some sort of...
Had to have translators around somewhere.
Yeah, to make sure that he was getting the right emotion, the right feeling.
He had at least a couple of translators. Yeah, because that would have been just like a cluster... Yeah, you try to just point, like, go there, go, stop, swing, duck. Nah, I think I'm sure as a translator, you'd be like, all right, tell him to get it, stand there, swing, drop, roll, and you guys do that. Okay, all right, tell him. It's very a long, roundabout way of directing, but hey, he got it done.
Yeah. So the movie opens up with there's four main characters that we need to know. So it's Hanji, who's the son of the slain tribe. It's Wirepa, who is the son of the other tribe that they're sort of at war with. There's the warrior.
Yeah.
And we'll get into him. And then there's Tain. And Tain is the chieftain of the slain warriors.
Right. Is that the one that is rumored that he's a demon?
No, that's the warrior.
Oh, that's the warrior. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So when the movie opens up, we meet Tane, Wirrippa, and Hanji. And Wirrippa has come to Hanji's tribal lands because all Wirrippa's ancestors are buried there. And so he said, I'm here to honor my ancestors. Let me go see them. But it's actually a double cross, and he's actually there to kill everyone in this tribe.
Right. Yes. Because it was exposed that one of the warriors on the other tribe, like, desecrated the bones of the ancestors, right?
Right, but that was actually just ruse. He didn't do it. It's what he was using for his reason on starting war, but he was really starting a war because he wanted to show that he was a badass warrior, like your typical masculine machismo type things. I must prove to my father that I am a warrior and tough and can defeat other tribes. And so they go and say that the other tribe has done bad things to the bones of their ancestors, and that's why they're ready to fight and murder everyone.
Right, which they did, except for the main character who gets away. It's funny. It's almost like a... And then I don't know what... Weirdly, I was thinking of the Lion King, like, oh, look, like Simba got away, like, right before, like, the hyenas, like, you know, found them and killed them. So, like, you know, he's gone. He's the lone survivor of the slaughter. And he comes.
Yeah. I mean, as I was watching this, I was like, this needs to be a Disney movie.
Yeah.
It has everything set up for, like, the perfect Disney story arc.
Count of Monte Cristo style stuff going on there, right? you roll up on the scene, come back. And then I was thinking of so we reviewed last week Drunken Master, and it's kind of like the pupil, old crotchety, you know, master, like, training.
The young guy. Yeah.
So it's like the running theme here, right?
Yeah. So after Wirrippa has murdered everyone in the tribe, he has to go back to his tribal lands, and he and his cohorts decide to take a shortcut through the Deadlands, and hence the name of the movie, The Deadlands.
Mm-hmm. Is this where, when he reaches the Deadlands, he communicate with his grandmother in the other realm? Okay, yeah. And now I was thinking about Black Panther with this one too.
Yeah.
It's like you communicate with your elders and, like, the dead elders, stuff like that, in this, the afterlife plane.
I mean, that is a... Hanji, he keeps being inspired by his grandmother, who's passed away, and so he keeps going into trances and talking to to the elders, his ancestors.
Right, to guide him through his journey.
Yes.
And so you have that happening, and then you have the kind of the antagonist tribe, kind of setting their course, which later becomes a collision course when both of them, like, butt heads ultimately at the end. So you kind of have the main character finally proving, that he's a warrior himself and defending the honor of his, his deceased tribe, and also his decapitated father that the enemies kind of has to have his head on, like, a pipe there. Which is weird. Like, man, that's very, that's not motivation to kill people. I don't know what it is.
Hanji basically goes through the Deadlands and is hunting down Oripa, and that's where he meets the warrior, who is the last surviving person of his tribe as well, in the Deadlands. And the warrior decides to help this young guy in order to hopefully re-establish himself with his ancestors, so that when he passes away, they will accept him in the afterlife.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And what made our main character like a step above, you know, the antagonist is because he makes a choice ultimately to have the enemy tribal leader owe a debt to him for sparing his life. So therefore he's thinking six steps ahead, you know, by, you know, sparing the enemy's life, therefore changing this cycle of tradition, right, with these tribes. Or trying to change, or trying to break the cycle of this whole, like, oh, I have to, you know, kill to honor kind of things, you know.
Yeah, so Hanji, the young guy who everyone was like, you're just a skinny little, don't they call him a midget or a shrimp or something? Because he's shorter than everyone else and so young. That no one ever believed that he could fight or defend his tribe, let alone break the cycle of murdering and destroying each other's tribes.
Right.
And yeah. He does that.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, that's what makes him a true warrior, right? You know, because he's thinking like a chess player. He's thinking like eight steps ahead, you know, where the enemy is thinking in checkers.
Yeah, I mean, he was also listening to his ancestors rather than just trying to be machismo and do his own thing. Right. So, I mean, overall, the movie has a lot of... I feel like it has a lot of... It has stories of, like, the father-son relationship, your connection to your ancestors, and then proving yourself. It's basically universal stories that you would tell. It's the hero's journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, legacies, things like that, you know, questioning, you know, tradition. Definitely. Yeah, you're right. It's all universal themes that, you know, that's like kind of tried and true, you know, that everyone can, like, relate to or pick up or be like, okay, yeah, like, I know that.
And as I mentioned at the beginning, it is all, the entire movie is done in the Maori language. And because of that, I went down the rabbit hole of exploring Maori language. And it does sound very similar to Hawaiian language. However, apparently it has more letters versus the few letters that are in the Hawaiian language. And so it is a little bit more complicated. And then I was like, but it sort of sounds like when, so Last of the Mohicans, we hear, I think they speak, what language? I know they're speaking some indigenous languages, in Last of the Mohicans, but it was also reminding me of that. So I went and explored that, but no one could tell me how close, like, the continental United States, indigenous tribes, how close their languages were to Maori. But apparently, there are indigenous tribes in Alaska that their languages are very close to the Maori language.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, see, that's why we're glad you go down these rabbit holes, because you just just come out the other side with all this awesome information.
Right, my ADHD helping you guys.
Yes, okay. I, on the other hand, came across this particular movie in English dub.
Oh, seriously? Oh, I did the entire thing in Maori.
You know what? I wish I watched it in its original like language, because the English dub is almost like 70s kung fu. Like English dub, to the point where it's almost laughable, which kind of took me out of some of the dramatic moments, because I'm like, oh God, like this person would not sound like this person's voice, like at all.
Right. Yeah. Well, and also because they make all those crazy facial expressions, to scare each other, that I imagine with the English dubbing that even adds to the comedic portion of the movie.
It was hilarious. It was like
a very serious movie.
It was hilarious. I mean, only thing, like, when they were doing it, only thing I heard was, bah, 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 bah. I'm like, come on, like, stop. Like, that's not how he would have sounded. Yeah, I wish I would have watched it in this original language. But, I mean, no, it was great watching it, but the dub was just so hilarious. Maybe you should watch it again in English, though, for a laugh. It's hilarious.
So, similar to our new movie last week, The Assassin, the Deadlands was actually New Zealand's submission for the 2015 Foreign Language Academy Award. And it was not similar to The Assassin. It wasn't included as one of the nominations. But it was made into a TV show. And there's a couple, I think the two seasons of the TV show based off of the movie.
Was it? I'm assuming it was on a cable station. Right. I don't think it was on like ABC or something like that.
Yeah, it's like the BBC version of New Zealand TV.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I probably need to find that show and watch it just to see, you know, like what they did with the story. You know, if they picked it up. Or if they like expanded it like the Snowpiercer series. Like, I wonder what they did with the actual show, with the movie.
Right. Well, let's see. So at least the Maori version you can find on Amazon. Is the English dubbed version, is it also on Amazon?
Maybe. I mean, I found it online, the English dubbed version.
Okay, so the TV show is it sounds slightly different. I think maybe the only thing that it has in common with the movie is that it was the young tribes. Well, no, I think the only thing it has in common is the name, because here's the description. In ancient Maori times, an undead warrior and a young tribeswoman team up to find a way to stop the evil dead from rising.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I may have to go watch that. That sounds fascinating.
Man, it's like, is Bruce Campbell like guest star? Like as Ash? Ash for the Evil Dead? I mean, yeah, Evil Dead.
Oh, and the guy that plays the evil tribesman, I forgot his name, whatever.
He's in there?
Yeah, the actor that plays Wirreppa, he's in it. Yeah. His name is Te Kohe Tuhaka.
Nice.
And I'm sure I put the accent on the wrong letters there. That's
fine.
But
I hear forgive you. It's fine.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, so what's our Stuck on the Tarmac ring?
So we have sitting on the sofa watching it with the family. You'd rather do something else, like clean the house, or going outside and facing the evil dead ancestors.
Good one. Yeah, no, I was, yeah, this was a sit down for me. I was, yeah, I, you know, it was engaging. Yeah, you know, the indigenous, like the weapons and the, you know, costuming, if you want to call it that, was, you know, pretty cool. Yeah, the landscapes are great, of course. yeah, I mean, I dug it. You know, it was fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely sit down for me. It's not a family movie because it is a bit bloody.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I would recommend anyone that doesn't have a problem with blood to watch this.
Right, and watch, do not watch the English dub version of this movie. Watch the original with subtitles. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to keep the respectability of the movie intact, just watch it in its original form.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, I mean, maybe it's because I have family that are in Hawaii, so it always fascinates me when they speak the Hawaiian language. I thought it was really cool hearing the Maori language through the entire movie.
Yeah, I wish I did. I was just hearing blah, blah, blah,
I mean, there is still some of that, but yes.
And it was, oh my goodness, in like the widest way, I will avenge my tribe. I'm like, no, you don't sound like that. Stop. Stop. So watch the original version. Read the subtitles, y'all. Like, it's okay. So there you have it, guys. The Dead Lands, the 2014 or 15? Was it 14?
I think it was released 2014 in New Zealand and then 2015 here in the States.
Right. Yep. Like Jenna says, on Amazon, definitely watch it. You know, support the API theme of the month. You will definitely dig it. We did. Yeah. So we'll catch you guys Thursday with some serious war stuff. Until then, we wish everyone safe physical distancing and
get your vaccine.
Yes. Peace. We'll be right back.